Welcome to the Arlene Pellicane Podcast, your stop for encouragement that works. I'm Arlene Pellicane, author of 31 Days to a Younger You, No Surgery, No Diets, No Kidney. For encouragement, videos, my blog, and more, visit arlenepellicane.com. On today's podcast, you'll hear my interview with Mama T, former Women of Faith speaker Thelma Wells, who has her own ready-to-win conference ministry and, of course, is the author of several books. You've heard her inspiring stories, but have you ever heard about her food choices? You'll find out where all that energy comes from in part two of my conversation with Thelma Wells.
I finished my season with Women of Faith in 2008, and now I'm on my own rigid schedule, if
That's
you will.
That's right.
I just founded a conference called Ready to Win.
Yes.
We just finished our conference as well as the cruise. Now, how do I keep that up? The first thing I do before sometimes my eyes open in the morning
Yes. Is
that I begin to thank God
Yeah. For
a good night's rest, or whatever night's rest, because sometimes it's not good, okay?
Yes.
But anyway, I thank Him for allowing me the opportunity of waking up
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about Jesus, I begin to smile.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And then I get up, and I have my quiet time. I have my ritual, if you will.
Yes.
My morning ritual that I go through, which includes, and I can say this, having a wonderful, wonderful communion with God in the bathtub.
That's great.
Okay. And you know what? As I'm talking to Him, and He's talking to me,
Yes. That's
where many of my ideas for books and articles and all come from. And because I'm praising Him in my heart, praising Him in my mind, and smiling, my aunt, my husband's aunt, says, "Girl, do you smile all the time?" She said, "I've never seen anybody smile all the time, and even laugh at what you say harder than other people laugh at what you say." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." Because of a thankful heart. I didn't say all the time because of an unbroken heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had a broken heart.
Yes.
I didn't say because I've never had any disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say because life is fair and everybody treats me the way I'd love to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't say that I didn't have relationship issues. Sometimes I did. I did not say that everybody in my life is doing the right thing. And I wish they would do the right thing. That is not the fact.
Yeah.
I did not say that I've never had grief or trauma or been abused or been accused falsely. I did not say that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not say that I have lived my life without trauma, without sickness, serious sickness,
mm-hmm.
without disease, without losing best friends that I thought were friends. And I found out they were not
mm-hmm.
my friends. So I did not say living without being deceived. But I said living, knowing who Jesus is. And knowing that He said, "I am with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. I am your Jehovah Rapha. And I will heal you. Even if I don't heal your ailment, I will hear your emotions so you can walk through it with dignity." I did not say that I've not had marital issues. I have. But I had to learn to smile and say, "God, take this, because you are in control." And He did. He did. And He has created between my husband and I a 48-year love fest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Sometimes with heartache. Sometimes with disappointment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've disappointed Him. Sometimes. But God has seen us through. When you look back over your life, when you look back in the past, you can do as Jeremiah did. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. I think that man was depressed all the time. You know, bless his heart. He was trying to tell folks something, they wouldn't believe him.
Listen.
They would not listen to him. They did their own thing. then finally God got sick and tired of being sick and tired of them and banished them into captivity. And Jeremiah is sitting on the top of the hill looking at the devastation, looking at the anguish that God had. And Jeremiah is mad, saying, okay, God, I ain't smiling no more. You must have mistaken me for somebody else. You have even forgotten me. But the one thing that Jeremiah did in the book of the Lamentations, I can just see him now sitting there grieving, thought about his past. He said, and when I look back over my life, I am reminded that God's mercies never fail.
Mm-hmm.
They're new every morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to be reminded of.
Yes.
We have a lot to laugh about. Sometimes I enjoy just laughing at myself. I walk through the house, you know, I'm 68 years old, and sometimes I forget what I'm going after.
Yeah.
And what I did. Do you ever lose stuff?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I do. I'm doing that more and more.
Yeah.
Okay. And my husband and I are doing it together. I won't tell you that. Okay. And I will walk in the room and say, what did I come in here for?
Sorry, I've got a chapter about this in my book.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
It's called Where Are My Keys?
Yes. And then we start laughing. And we laugh at each other. And he says, well, the old gray mare ain't where she used to be. And I'll say, yeah, and the old stallion isn't either. So we'll just laugh at ourselves.
Sure. Yes,
all
right.
And turn that into a fun situation rather than a traumatic situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, so many people at your age, they start winding down. Okay, how can I slow my life down? And you're kind of winding up. Okay, Lord, what's next? What's next for your adventure? So in addition to the spiritual manna that you get every day, you know, from your bathtub, from your time with the Lord, do you do anything in terms of exercise, nutrition? Do you keep any of what are your thoughts about those areas?
Yes. Nutrition is very important for me. Now, let me tell you why I don't exercise mm-hmm. as I have done in the past.
Yeah.
During the surgeries or sometimes, nerves were damaged very severely in my back. And my physician has said to me, do nothing that's going to strain your back.
Yes.
She wants me to have surgery on my back for maybe some water aerobics or something
right,
that I can do.
Right, right.
It is absolutely necessary to exercise and to watch your diet. In fact, one doctor said, if you don't squat, you'll rot.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
And so what I do most of the time in terms of exercise is to walk as much as I can.
Yes.
Nutrition is a big, 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 big part of my life. I learned when I was going through cancer that most of our diseases come from what we eat
mm-hmm.
or what we don't. Consequently, there are some things that I had to extract from my diet.
That's right.
Okay.
They probably weren't green.
Oh, honey, they weren't green. In fact, I had to put a whole lot of green stuff in my diet, but the doctor indicated, of course, that sugar is bad for you.
Yeah.
And I have found that raw honey is absolutely delicious.
Yes.
Eating all the green vegetables are very, very, very necessary for us to maintain a healthy body. Also, eating red, yellow, green, and orange vegetables.
Yes.
That's where I put red, yellow, green, orange vegetables. We need to leave a lot of the white stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of times a week, the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the rice, but most of the time we need to be eating those red, yellow, green, and orange vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I do salads a lot.
Yeah.
I love salads. And in the salads, let me tell you, to me a good salad is all the spring greens and all those pretty green things and the red mm-hmm. things and beets and dried cranberries,
sure, yes.
Dried raisins, walnuts.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, girl, that's good stuff. Mandarin, oranges. Pineapple. No orange or pineapple from the can, though.
Yeah.
I learned to not do the cans.
Yes.
And don't put a whole lot of creamy. And I love ranch dressing,
right,
okay?
Right.
But I just put a little bit
of
that to give it a little flavor, and I stir it up, and I eat it, and I eat a lot of that. Eating non-shell fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something, girl. I slip sometimes. Because I need me some shrimp occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I need me a little bit of lobster occasionally.
Yeah.
But I don't do it often.
That's
I don't
right.
do it often at all.
Good for you.
Lamb and turkey, beef in moderation, pork in moderation. But turkey, you can have all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Eat your chicken, baby. But don't have it fried all the time, sugar.
That's right.
Okay, bake it, broil it, you know, grill it.
Yes.
As often as I can, I do hot green tea. Since it's so hot in Dallas,
Texas. Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be roasting.
Okay, let me tell you what. I bought a case of green tea yesterday. It is now in the refrigerator.
That's right.
Okay.
There are some seasons where it's got to get cold.
That's right. That's right. And then knowing to eat bread in moderation.
Yes.
And drinking water. Let me just say this. Water, rest, no stress.
That's right.
are the most powerful healing agents that we have.
Yes.
Water, rest, no stress.
I want to ask you, Thelma, when you think of a woman in her 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, what makes that woman beautiful? What makes that woman youthful to you?
Oh, thank you for asking. That woman is beautiful to me when, first of all, she knows the Lord and has accepted him as her Savior Redeemer.
Yes.
She is beautiful when she takes the role of a mentor, a mother, a guide to help other people become the best they can be. When she smiles, gently chastises, lovingly gives advice, encourages, she's beautiful. When she knows how to regulate her time management without hindering anybody that she loves.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, taking time for the people she loves, putting God first, her family second, her ministry, if she has one, and we all have one.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a housewife, that's a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a hairstylist,
yes.
That's a ministry. Okay. Wherever we are, when we are Christians, we are ministering to people. Because a person would rather see a sermon any day than hear one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But people who smile and who are genuine, who are authentic, that to me is what makes a person beautiful. How you walk through your troubles makes you beautiful. And I'm not saying just, you know, have this superficial, God is so good and everything is so wonderful.
Right.
That's not true. Sometimes you don't feel good.
That's right.
It's okay to tell the truth, all right? Sometimes when you're down, you can confide in someone, and everybody needs somebody that they can confide in to let know today is not a good day.
Yeah.
Everybody needs prayer warriors, people who will pray for them and who will hold them up like Aaron and Hur. So put away your pride and find somebody that you can depend on who's going to be there for you, and you can be there for them. I have a spiritual accountability partner. I know that any time of the day or night, I can call Deborah. And Deborah will not feed me platitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah will say to me, if she doesn't know the answer right then, T. Wells, let me pray about that, baby, and let's see what the Lord says.
Mm-hmm.
So I can depend on her to give me truth and not placate me, you know,
right.
or try to appease me.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need friendships that we are not running into each other's house every day and talking to each other on the phone every day,
mm-hmm.
but we know that when we need each other, we are there.
That's right.
To me, that's what keeps us alive.
Yeah.
Loving your family with all your heart, loving God with all of your heart, and not being on the defensive fast track.
Yes.
There are so many women who are offended by everything. You don't have to be. I wrote the book, Don't Give In. God wants you to win. It came out in March of 2009, and it's a Harvest House book. In that book, it tells us how to be a winner every day in every way. Because if God says he wants us to win, he's given us everything it takes to win over the wiles of the enemy.
That's...
So we don't have to suffer without having help.
Yeah.
And God is our refuge and our help, a very present help in time of trouble. We need to depend on him and let him control our lives. me say something about that. A lot of times when we're in this age group, we try to control things around us.
Mm-hmm. After all, you know better.
We try to control our children. They're grown now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We try to control our church. That's a Jezebel spirit. We try to control all of the things by doing it our fleshly way. But God has given us a way. And his ways are not our ways. Our ways are not his ways. His timing is not our timing. And our timing is not his timing. But he says at the end of Psalm 27, wait on the Lord. Woo, be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and he will strengthen your heart. We have to learn to be patient and exercise the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, meekness, faithfulness, long-suffering, and self-control. When we do that, we can live a fruitful, wonderful life, smiling all the way through whatever we go through and wherever life takes us.
That's so good about true beauty, isn't it? It's refreshing to hear such a biblical and practical description. And as she was talking about true beauty, didn't it make you want to be that woman? Like, oh, Lord, please help me to be a woman like that. Well, Thelma gets what it means to be beautiful. And that's why I interviewed her for my book, 31 Days to a Younger You, No Surgery, No Diets, No Kidding. It's available anywhere fine books are sold. You can look at my website, arlenepellicane.com. And I just love how Thelma puts things. I love the Thelma-isms that she shared during this podcast. Things like, if you don't squat, you'll rot. And water, rest, no stress. I like that. Water, rest, no stress. And winner every day in every way. Don't you want to be that? I want to be a winner every day in every way. Take this conversation that we've had with Thelma and keep it in your heart, and may it make you smile all week. And if you missed part one of this conversation, be sure to check that podcast out because you will really enjoy that.